And Kathy Dawes, along with Manhattan Mayor Yusha Reddy, City Manager Ron Fear, and again, 537-1350, just about nine more minutes left here in the program. And I know we did want to mention the sales tax and some good numbers, Ron, from the end of last week.
We did. Good way to start the year in January. A year ago, in 2016, the January sales tax was about $888,000, and this past month it was $896,000. So not up a lot, but it was up. From last year, and we had budgeted about $875,000. So we start out with a $21,320 credit excess there, and that's again, that's always a good way to start. This is actually reflecting so those January receipts are 2 months lag there, so mostly November revenue, and
right.
So
pre-Christmas.
Typically, yeah. The next month's check is usually one of our highest. Last year, it was over $1 million, and that really reflects mainly December sales, so Christmas mm-hmm. and the holidays.
Well, Yusha, it's a good mm-hmm. indicator, hopefully, yeah. of what's going on in the Manhattan economy. Plus, the sales tax comes in handy for
yes.
the city too.
It absolutely does, and also, you know, our hotels have been occupied pretty well too. So that's always a good sign. Having good hotel occupancy, and CVB has a lot to do with that, as well as a lot of events just going on in Manhattan. And one of the things we heard from Judy Randall was that people like coming to Manhattan, and we're seeing that. Now we just need to have them keep on coming back and provide more things for them to do. But I think that's a great sign. I like it when it's positive.
Overall, wow. Sales tax, we're up about just about 2.1% over the previous year for
good.
2016. So
mm-hmm.
that was certainly beneficial.
Encouraging. League of Municipalities, you mentioned
yes.
Mayor, you went to recently.
So Kyle Mangus, Jared Wassinger, and Linda Commissioner Morris and myself, we went to the League of Kansas Municipalities a couple of weeks ago on a Wednesday. And that's when they have a lot of people represented from a variety of cities in Kansas.
Local government day.
Local
cities
government
and counties,
day. Exactly. Yep. And we had legislators there talking about different issues. So some of the things we're looking at, they did bring up the property tax lid and petitioning that. And we just discussed the business income tax. And also CanCare was a big discussion item. And what they see, and their takeaway was that it's going to be a little bit more, because it's a moderate legislature that we have right now, we might see more things coming out that are not going to have a heavy demand on local government and unfunded mandates that we keep seeing all the time. So that's something to look forward to. But we never know how the discussions are going to go as far as they get into the process. And there's a lot of new legislators there, and they're still trying to figure out a lot of items that are coming their way because there's so much overwhelming information. But the city, as well as the league, has always been behind promoting CanCare expansion, and they're having talks on that this week mainly. Today, tomorrow is going to be the proponents that are for CanCare, and Thursday is for opponents of it, and they just had the neutral one. So we're going to be discussing that. That was one of our goals, was to, you know, make sure we're talking about that. It was a lot of, I think it was over 200 people there. Some of the county officials were there and our city representatives. And this is one of the ways we can network with other local officials and see what kind of challenges we're having, where we can get innovative ideas from each other and see what's working. So it was a great day for us to be there. And this is one of the few times we have time to talk to our own city staff. So it was nice to have a day with Kyle and Jared there too. And we took lots of notes and we made those relationships and some networking happen, and to get the legislators' perspective on things. So that was very, very positive for us.
Networking so important,
it
too.
Is.
And I know even my hometown, Atchison, I was talking to one of the, you know, head honchos there, and they have an industrial park. They've really mm-hmm. expanded, but they don't have the workforce.
No.
I mean, does that sound familiar?
Exactly.
Huge issue, yep.
Yeah.
Well, I guess also, of course, City-County next week, Ron.
City-County with County Riley County and Pottawatomie County and we've had last year some focus on mental health, and I'll let the mayor talk about who's coming to make some presentation and cover
right.
a report that's been done, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Karen McCullough leads the Riley County Mental Health Task Force, and she's had that, I think, for a few years, if not a decade at least. So she usually has providers there, and they have a discussion about mental health. situations that we have in Manhattan as well as the county. So they're going to give us an update on some of the things they've been working on. And the second component to that meeting is going to be Robin Cole and her group. You know, we've talked about the mental health needs in our community, and not only in our community as Manhattan, but in a regional perspective, Geary and Pottawatomie County and Riley County. We're looking at a stabilization center of some kind. So if somebody gets in conflict with the law, then RCPD or the mental health group can have a peer place they can take them for a period of 2 to 3 days. Not a permanent place, but just so they can de-escalate, come stabilized, and get back into the community. So those are conversations we're going to have. Robin and her staff have been to several places. They have a lot of ideas, a lot of ways to fund these. Where would it be would be a primary question. How would we go about doing it? And some long-term perspectives on how to get this going, and also staffing of it. How would that look as far as staffing? We've had a discussion about this a couple of times, but this is going to bring it more to the forefront as far as getting Pottawatomie County and Riley County and the city working as a collaborative unit on this. It's not just going to be one or the other. It has to be all three entities. So it'll be an interesting conversation.
And I know that Robin brought Cindy Donahue with her to her last appearance on In Focus, and mm-hmm. she had some interesting ideas about, as you mentioned, fundraising, right. trying to get more money to get some of these things going
and
developing that way.
You know, losing more and more money, but more and more needs are there. So.
And the way, of course, their facilities are spread all over the
everywhere. And I think they just closed one of them on Houston. Mm-hmm. So, you know, those are some, and they have to, but you know, we can't just have it spread out like that. Easy access is important.
Right. And we mentioned, of course, the Kansas League of Municipalities, but there's a national one coming up in March, Ron.
There is. Every spring, the National League of Cities has their congressional conference. It's a time that we usually plug into that some way, and primarily to look at national legislative issues that are important to us, meet with our delegation. And I think I mentioned when we were talking about airport security, we certainly want to engage with the TSA and some of the issues there. And we've already engaged with our congressional staff on this issue and saying, you know, it's you may not be hearing this much because I think we're only the third airport nationally that are dealing with this issue, but you're going to hear about it a lot more. And so, you know, just what are the possibilities? It takes time, obviously, to work through those issues and if we were going to create another category, it's something that they're going to want to get a lot of feedback on. So I think we need to at least start that conversation to give us some regulatory relief in that regard that makes sense for our community. And I think that's one of the things I will say is we've had great cooperation from the state, local, and state Transportation Security Administration offices. They can only go so far. They recognize some flexibility, which is helpful because not we don't see that all the times in all the agencies. I mean, they basically what's good for New York City is good for Manhattan, Kansas, and that's the way it is, even though the particulars of the situation may be very different. So we're pleased that they're given some flexibility, and we're hopeful that that trend will continue and that maybe we can tell our story and have some impact on folks to maybe find some middle ground.
Mayor, should be interesting. I think we are about out of time.
Oh, okay. No, absolutely. You know, we want to meet with our Representative Marshall, Senator Moran, and Senator Roberts, and to have these discussions. We meet them here in the community, but to have that one face-to-face conversation, especially with so many other national, federal stuff coming down our way, too.
Thanks to both of you for stopping by, the mayor and city manager, Manhattan. You've been listening to In Focus.
Tomorrow's In Focus features our Pottawatomie County School Superintendents, Wamego Superintendent Tim Winter, Rock Creek District Superintendent Kevin Logan, and Bud Cox will be here to talk about a Manhattan Home Care and Hospice event. It's 10 a.m. The Clark Howard Show is after CBS News.
When it comes to shopping, there's no place like home. That's why your local Carpet One of Manhattan encourages